Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Bob McTeer is our guest, as I promised. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, formerly a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting today, the Fed's meeting, big meeting today on what to do about interest rates. He's also the former president of the Dallas Fed, one of the 12 banks that the Fed has around the country. He was part there at the Dallas Fed, formerly then before that at the Baltimore Fed. He was with the Fed for over 30 years. And more recently, he is a contributor to CNBC. As many of you know, you've seen him on that network. And he is a distinguished fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. No problem.
It's good to have you. You were listening, weren't you?
Yeah, I heard your end there.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that. Yeah, he's teasing me, folks. I've never heard Bob say that before. Dr. Robert McTeer, folks, the lonesome dove of Texas of economics. Bob, the Fed's meeting today. Your old gathering that you were a member of for about 15 years or so. What are they going to do today?
They're not going to change policy. I'm hoping, though, that they will change their language a little bit to give them more flexibility to change.
And when you say policy, you mean they're not going to raise rates?
That's right.
Okay. Go ahead.
But, you know, for several meetings now, they've been promising no change for an extended period. And I think that is worn out now, and they need to drop that because they can't do anything as long as that's there. So they need to take this opportunity to get rid of it. I don't really expect them to. But.
Oh, really? You think they'll leave it just like it is? So you think they could phone this in?
Tom Hawnick, the president of the Kansas City Fed, dissented on that issue at the last meeting.
Yeah.
He thought it was time to drop that phrase. And I went back to the transcripts and found myself in exactly the position he was in when Alan Greenspan was using a considerable period, not
right.
An extended period.
So he's become the new lonesome dove.
No, actually, he wants them to get ready to be able to tighten.
Oh, that's right, because you wanted him to ease, didn't you?
He's the lonesome hawk.
Yeah, there you go. So why is it that just two or three words moves the market so much? That's an interesting thing. When the average person out there hears you and other people say they should change their language, that they're not going to change the rates, but they're going to change their language, they're going to telegraph differently. Why is that a big deal?
That is a strange phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a whole industry of Fed watchers, economists in big corporations and banks whose main job is to try to anticipate Fed moves, and they're always all over the lot. So if the Fed really wants to give the markets some security that they're not about to tighten, they will start using a phrase like that. And I don't object to the use of it if they would change it occasionally, but when they get locked into the same words, I just think it limits their flexibility.
But now this is a fairly new thing, isn't it, this language?
Well, it's a few years old now.
Right, but I mean,
it
doesn't go all the way back 20, 30 years, though.
No, it doesn't.
What's it been, the last 10, 15 years?
Well, I think Alan Greenspan is probably the one that started using repeat language. And he came in 87. It was probably in the early 90s when he started doing that.
But what you're saying is instead of extended period, meaning who knows when, you want them to start saying something like not for the near future or something like that?
Or just not say anything at all about it. Just go ahead and say what the situation was at this meeting, say what you did at this meeting, and make no reference to what you might do at the next meeting.
Well, that's going to upset the Fed watchers, isn't it?
Well, it might be a job security for them, because as long as they're using such explicit language, you know, everybody can be a Fed watcher.
Well, you know, I was thinking as you were saying all that, like, you know, sometimes my wife will say, you know, I'll say, why, you know, what did I do? And she'll say, well, you know, you just said that to me. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? She said, well, it wasn't what you said. It was how you said it.
That's right. What's wrong, honey? Nothing.
Exactly. And so which the whole that whole scenario on either side, the Fed or me and my wife, that's a silly discussion, isn't it?
Yeah. It probably is.
Yeah, but yet we do it. So the bottom line, folks, I wanted Bob to get to is for this segment is the Fed meets today, and I think everybody pretty much knows they're not going to raise rates. And I still say they could have phoned this in. I don't know how much money we could have saved, Bob, but maybe a little bit. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Bob McTeer to talk to us. On the other side of these messages, we're going to talk about, I want him to talk about some of the proposed regulations that are coming out, some of the proposed legislation that could affect you and me, but it's focused on the Fed. 20 Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.